Well, I live quite literally a couple of minutes from the town centre, just behind the New River, which is the canal to trade drinking water to London over 100 years ago. About 8 o'clock, I went out of my place actually to mow my lawn, believe it or not. There were police helicopters hovering overhead all day. And suddenly it looked like a football crowd actually came thundering down our road of at least a couple of hundred. And they were heading towards the river and the bridge that goes over into the main street leading into the town. And, of course, there were the police dogs waiting for them. So they started then coming back down our cul-de-sac road. And I'd just come out of my garage with my lawnmower in my hand, and there were 12 guys with bricks in their hands. And so it went from there. It's unusual for Enfield, obviously, as I'm sure people were quite shocked by Enfield. They expected possibly in Tottenham and places like that. But Enfield, I think, shocked everybody last night, and it really was a shock. The police, I have to say, were pretty well organised last night, because obviously there were two football matches on locally, Wembley and West Ham, so they were obviously drafted in to contain it. But also, I have to say, this was no particular demographic. There were people in our road. There were people driving in cars and parking and taking stuff out of the back of their cars. There are Eastern Europeans turning up. There are girls driving in big cars, and there are guys turning up in hoodies. And a lot of them are just saying, "Oh yeah, I'm coming to see what I can get."
I mean, is it really just people looking to loot, do you think? Or is there, I don't want to call it a political demonstration because that would sound as if it's organised and meditated, but in a sense, for people who are fairly disconnected, who perhaps don't vote, can't vote, don't feel anything that relates to them, this is their form of demonstration. And is that what we're seeing tonight?
I think that's possibly a bit too high-minded. I think there's an element of that, and that's probably that element that stirred everybody up. But let's be very basic about this. It's now certainly the impression, because obviously, being media, I was down the town later on with the police and obviously viewing what was going on. I have to be honest, this was about... Look, they've even got groupie girls following them around now.
So if they're thieves, that's a real big concern that we have so many thieves, just thieves, willing to loot en masse.
Yes, they were. They were parking down my road and parking their cars to go down the town to see what they could get. That was it. That was all they were doing. Wow. You know, quite honestly, and they weren't having a go at the public, I have to say, because they swarmed into the town like a herd of locusts, and there were people just walking down the street or walking over the bridge, and they got swamped by this lot going the other way.
But then we've heard reports of other parts of London where a woman was pulled out of her car and a car set alight. So it's, you know, on the whole...
I think it's developing. The problem is, as we know with all demonstrations, the longer it goes on, the more certain fringe elements get into it. Possibly I shouldn't use this terminology, but my feeling of last night, it was pond life going out for fun.
Well, you know, I've heard that, and when you hear that fun, you think, hang on, can I try and understand that? But then you look at them, you think, well, maybe this is what they consider fun. This is recreational for them. It's a bit of a laugh,
well,
isn't it?
Let's remember, it's school holidays, it's August, it's the warm weather, and it's not raining. You know, so everybody's... But last night, there were some girls there screaming the guys on, and they were loving it.
Graham, then, if it is fun, if it's... You know, just having a laugh, and it's school holidays, then, of course, this is not a defence, but just to try and understand it, does that mean that, you know, that we need to find better things, more worthwhile things for young kids to do to have fun? If they feel this is the way you go and have fun, there's something wrong with British society, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, but we've known that for years. I mean, when David Cameron came to Paris, he said, we have a broken society and we've got to fix it. We know that, and we know down in Tottenham on the Broadwater Farm, that is the epicentre of the gangs in that area. It always has been. I was involved in the building industry when that was built, and we knew we were building a ready-made slum when it was built.
OK. Just stay with me, Graham, because joining us is Mark Dunn. He's a filmmaker who lives in...
Not enough people are talking about why. The language is becoming very inflated.
Graham, we've got to look at why, haven't you? This isn't just a handful of people. This is a lot of young people.
A lot of the people that turned up, I was chatting to last night. I mean, because they were quite open about what they were doing there. They weren't hiding anything. They were turning up with hoodies on in a black tinted window cars with funny number plates. They're quite obvious who they are. They've got a big chip on their shoulder with the world owes them a living.
Okay, guys, I'm just going to break away from you for a second. We'll come back to you, Graham Swain. But first, let's speak to Mohammed, who's in West Ealing. Mohammed.